Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudirayat.
Tato Jayamudirayat.
Nasta Praishu Abhadreshu.
Nasta Praishu Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, text number 50. Deva,
Deva,
Asura,
Asura,
Manushya,
Manushya,
Va,
Yaksha,
Gandharva,
Gandharva,
Eva,
Eva,
Va,
Bhajan,
Bhajan,
Mukunda,
Mukunda,
Charanam,
Charanam,
Spastiman,
Spastiman,
Syat,
Yatha,
Vayam,
Vayam,
Deva Suro Manushyova,
Deva Suro Manushyova,
Deva Suro Manushyova,
Deva Suro Manushyova,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Devo Suro Manushyova,
Devo Suro Manushyova,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Devo Suro Manushyova,
Devo Suro Manushyova,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Yaksha Gandharva Eva,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Bhajan Mukunda Charana,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Svastiman Syat Yathavayam,
Devaha,
Devaha,
a demigod,
a demigod,
Asuraha,
Asuraha,
a demon,
a demon,
Manushyaha,
Manushyaha,
a human being,
a human being,
Va,
Va,
or,
or,
Yakshaha,
Yakshaha,
a yaksha,
yaksha,
a member of a demoniac species,
a member of a demoniac species,
Gandharvaha,
Gandharvaha,
a Gandharva,
Eva,
Eva,
indeed,
Va,
Va,
or,
Bhajan,
Bhajan,
rendering service,
Mukunda Charanam,
Mukunda Charanam,
to the lotus feet of Mukunda,
Lord Krishna,
who can give liberation.
Svastiman,
full of all auspiciousness.
Syat,
becomes.
Yatha,
just as.
Vayam,
we.
Prahlad Maharaj.
Translation. If a demigod, demon, human being, yaksha, gandharva, or anyone within this universe render service to the lotus feet of Mukunda, who can deliver liberation. He is actually situated in the most auspicious condition of life, exactly like us. The Mahajanas, headed by Prahlad Maharaj. Responsibly, please repeat. If a demigod, demon, human being, yaksha, Gandharva, or anyone within this universe, renders service
to
the lotus feet of Mukunda,
who can deliver liberation.
He is actually situated
in
the most auspicious condition of life. Exactly like us. The Mahajanas, headed by Prahlad Maharaj. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, by his living example, requested his friends to engage in devotional service. Whether in demigod society, asura society, human society, or Gandharva society, every living entity should take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda and thus become perfect in good fortune. Devo suro manusyo va yaksho gandharva eva va bhajan mukunda charanam svastiman syadyata vayam. If a demigod, demon, human being, yaksha, gandharva, or anyone within this universe renders service to the lotus feet of Mukunda, who can deliver liberation, he is actually situated in the most auspicious condition of life, exactly like us, the Mahajanas, headed by Prahlad Maharaj. So the reason why Prahlad Maharaj's teachings are so potent is that Prahlad Maharaj, even from the very beginning of his life, practiced devotional service. And this is the standard, Komara. Acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatani hadurlabham manusam janma tadapya dhruvam artadam. Human life is very difficult to achieve. It takes millions and millions of years to come through all the different species of life. Believe it or not, you were once in the body of a snake. You were in the body of a cockroach. Me? No. Yes, you. You were in the body of a lion. You were in the body of a fish. And in each and every species, you tried to enjoy sense gratification. But now, Brahmanda Brahmite, after wandering through all these different species of life, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, now is the time to try to understand your spiritual identity, to try to understand that your real happiness lies beyond sattvas, rajas, and tamaguna, that your real happiness is adhoksaja, Sri Krishna, who is transcendental. So devotees like Prahlad Maharaj are perfect examples because they teach us in every way. There is prachar, or philosophy, but prachar or preaching or philosophy will have no effect if our sadachar, our behavior, is not nice. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amiyachri Bhakti Shikai Mushavare, I have come to teach by my example. And similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, he's saying a lot of things. He's quite heavy in many ways, but he's living like that. He's coming from a platform of transcendental realization. Therefore, his mouth is a lotus mouth, and the sound which emanates from his lotus mouth is lotus words. These are lotus words. In other words, very, very auspicious, svastiman, full of all auspiciousness. So Prahlad is advising his friends that they should take shelter of Mukunda, Lord Krishna. There are 330 million demigods, and one can worship any one of these demigods for acquiring some kind of material benediction. Whatever you want, you can achieve by propitiating, by satisfying a particular demigod. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Kamais taistar hrita jnana prapadyante anya devata. Those whose knowledge is stolen by illusion. Those who foolishly think that such benedictions will give them happiness. Their intelligence, hrita jnana, their intelligence is impure, avishuddha buddhaya, alpamedasa, they have less intelligence, because whatever benedictions they get from the demigods, they're limited and they're temporary. They finish with the body. Therefore, sanasrita ye padapalava plavam mahatpadam punyusho murare babam buddhir vatsa parampadam. The devotees of the Lord, they take shelter of Mukunda, who can give one release from the material world, who can, no other demigod, even up to Lord Shiva, can give you what Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna can give you. They can give you benedictions within the material world, but they cannot help you to get out of the material world. Even in the Shiva Purana, Lord Shiva declares, Mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnur na eva shangshaya. There's no doubt. Na shangshaya. No doubt that Vishnu is for sarvesham. He's mukti pradata. He's the giver of liberation for all. So the devotees, they take shelter. They situate themselves in the boat of the lotus feet. I saw a message on the book distribution conference, a story. Some devotee was kind of lying when he would distribute books. He would go up to people and say, have you heard of Atlantis? You know, the lost city Atlantis. So that piqued people's interest, because it's kind of mystical, you know, people talk about the lost city of Atlantis, and I don't know, it was very opulent and very wonderful and mystical. So they say, oh, is this about Atlantis? You know, you give them a book. So at one point he had given some guy in a Mercedes, a very nice Mercedes, a book, and the man had asked, is this about Atlantis? And the devotee didn't say no, and so he took the book. And then sometime later, another devotee met him, and he challenged him that, and he was with his wife, and he said, there's nothing about Atlantis in here. He said, the only thing I find in here is lotus feet. It just talks about lotus feet. Lotus mouth, lotus eyes, lotus feet, and his wife was laughing. And he just kept saying, lotus feet, lotus feet. And he took another book. He was quite interested. But, of course, the conclusion is that we should not tell lies. We should be direct. Because if our heart is pure, that's what people will be attracted to. The books and the bookseller, both. Our books have been in bookstores for a long time, and mostly they don't sell. It's the devotees that sell the books. So, sanastritaye padapalava plavam, the devotees of the Lord, situate themselves in the boat of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who is the killer of the Murari demon. In other words, he's very, very powerful. He's ajita, unconquerable. And he is the giver of liberation. And the devotees, they aim for paramparam, parampadam. Parampadam means the highest destination, the parambhavam, the abode of Lord Vishnu. Arjuna, after hearing the Bhagavad Gita from Lord Krishna, he says, now I understand, param brahma, param dhamma, pavitram, paramam bhavan, purusham, shastatam, divyam, adidevam, ajam vibhum, that you are the supreme brahma. Your abode is the highest abode. There's no other place, no other goal, no other destination superior. And Krishna himself explains that in the Bhagavad Gita, that matak parataram nanya, there is no truth superior to me. And the Bhagavad Gita is accepted by all the acharyas. So Krishna is saying there's no truth superior to me, and all the acharyas accept it. So we have to know that worship of Krishna, of Krishna's lotus feet, and Krishna's lotus words and mouth and eyes and palms and belly and everything about Krishna is so sublime and beautiful. And the devotee, he's fully satisfied to be on the path of devotional service. And anyone, mam hi partha vyapasvitya yepisu papa yonaya, striyo vaishastata sudras tepianti param gatim, anyone can get this liberation and achieve the highest goal if they just situate themselves in the boat, on the path. If they take up the process of devotional service and stick to it with a vrata, a strong vow, they don't go away, but they determinedly, very determined, they stick to the path and patiently execute devotional service, then there should be no difficulty. There won't be any problem. It is confirmed by all scholars. It is confirmed by all scriptures that there is nothing greater than Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Unfortunately, It is also confirmed by all the scriptures and all the authorities that most people are dull-brained, and they need to get an injection of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to say, we will inject into their dull brain. I used to picture a giant, you know, hypodermic needle and sticking it in someone's head. And but we inject by Shabda Brahma, by our good qualities, by our good character, by being ideal ladies and gentlemen, people will be attracted. And we have to free ourselves from lust, anger, and greed, because the process will help you, but you have to cleanse the heart of all the dirty things, because even if there's a trace of lust, anger, and greed, you can't get that liberation. You have to be prepared to let go of the inferior. If you want to take the superior, then you have to let go of the inferior. If your glass is already full with ink, then you can't pour milk in it. Someone gives you some nice milk here, take a glass of milk. Well, no, my glass is full with ink. Well, you have to empty the ink, get rid of it. Then you can fill it up with nice milk. So, as long as your mind and heart are contaminated by material desires, janma aishwarya sruta sribir, edamana madapuma, nairahati abhidatum vaitvam akinchana gocharam. You have to become akinchana. Then you can purchase Krishna, who is akinchana gocharam. Then you can understand Krishna and his liberation, how he is giving liberation. One example is there in the Ramayana of Lord Rama and Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra had taken the young boy Rama and Lakshman to help him in a sacrifice that he was performing. And after that, Vishwamitra took them to Mithila, where they were to meet Janaki, Sita Devi. So on the way, they passed by a very simple hut, a hermitage. It was obviously the place of some sage, but it was very run down, in a dilapidated condition. It had not been kept up. So Lord Ram inquired, what is this, pray tell? And Vishwamitra told the story of Gautama Rishi, who is a very powerful, a very great ascetic or tapasvi, who performs such rigid austerities that it would chill your mind. Lying on a bed of nails is nothing. So he and his wife, Ahalya, they performed such heavy austerities that by the force of their austerity, the whole environment surrounding their cottage, the forest and the sages and everything, it was all very auspicious, very beautiful, perfect weather, no fear from old age or disease or enemies. Everybody thought they were living in Vaikuntha, in the atmosphere created by these two saintly persons, Gautama and his wife Ahalya. But, as we have seen, whenever anyone tries to develop some mystical power or even spiritual power within this universe, Lord Indra gets very nervous because he's very attached to his royal position. He's very attached to his enjoyment. And he's always worried that someone will take his post away from him. Someone will become more powerful than him. And I suppose he has seen many times when the demons attack that they do, the demigods do get defeated now and again. So, anyway, Indra was worried, the demigods were worried that these two sages, they were developing such power. So Indra is a very beautiful, handsome man, a demigod. And he's very charismatic, very charming, very attractive to all ladies. So he went there to the cottage of Gotama at a time when Gotama had gone out from his cottage for taking his morning bath. So Indra assumed the same form as Gotama and went into the hut where Ahalya was and pretended to be Gotama returning. And he said that, my dear wife, what can I do? Cupid has shot his arrows. Love is something which cannot be checked by rules and regulations. And even though it is not your season, in other words, probably your monthly course, but I'm feeling great attraction, and you please grant me this wish to cohabit with me, to have intercourse at this time. So even though Ahalya was very rigid in her austerities, there was a tiny trace of lust in her heart. And she was curious and lusty to enjoy with this most handsome Indra. And so she thought, okay, just once. I'll just give in one time. And so, because she knew that it wasn't her husband. Her husband would never say anything like that. He was a perfectly sense-controlled yogi. So anyway, they did their business. And theoretically, she was satisfied temporarily. So she said, fearing that her husband would return, that please go quickly. But Indra was a little proud after achieving his goal. He had conquered Ahalya. He felt quite proud of himself. So he didn't take her warning very seriously, and he casually got up and said, thank you, it was wonderful, I don't worry about me, and I'll be okay, I'll take your leave now. But as he left the cottage, sure enough, who did he meet? The returning Gotama. So Gotama immediately could see on the face of Indra great fear, and he knew that something was wrong. He penetrated the heart of Indra and the mind, and he immediately understood what had taken place, and he became very furious, and he said, you are disgusting. You don't even deserve to be punished as a man, because you are no better than a eunuch. A eunuch in India is neither male nor female. You see them wandering around on the streets. They're male, but they have had their genitals cut when they were children, and they dress in saris, and they go around knocking on business doors and extracting some monies people feel they have to give to them, or they'll be inauspicious. But anyway, Arjuna played the role of a eunuch when he was at one point when they were in the forest, their 13th year of exile, they had to remain incognito. If anyone discovered who they were, then again another 12 years or another 13 years they would have to remain in exile. So they took many disguises, and one was that of a eunuch in the court of a king. So as soon as he said that word eunuch, Indra's genitals fell off his body. They shriveled up and fell off his body. And he had no genitals. And for Indra, that was a crushing blow. Because for a materialistic man, that's where he keeps his brains. His genitals. So, anyway, Indra appealed to the demigods that you sent me to do this work, and now I've been cursed. And later on, they agreed to transfer goat's genitals. And that's what Indra got. He really has a rough time, Indra. It's a dangerous post. If you ever get offered the post of Indra, don't take it. It's dangerous. Sometimes you have to have vaginas all over your body. You know that story when Indra was cursed. He actually had sex with... He's really... Bogaisvarya prasaktahanam. He gets bewildered by material opulence. Better you... Even if you become opulent, and I hope you all become opulent, but give your money to Krishna. Because once you start spending money on yourself, your family, your house, it's never big enough, and you get bewildered, and generally you fall down. Very hard to maintain Krishna consciousness when you feel you are the controller, you're the enjoyer, and you have the money and the power to create your own situation without Krishna. So Indra actually tried to, he had sex with Brihaspati's wife, the guru of all the devatas, and she was pregnant. Still, he couldn't resist. He's such a lusty fellow. And it's all caused by Aishwarya, material opulence. So, he was cursed then to have vaginas all over his body. And then he prayed for mercy, and those were changed into eyes. So he had eyes all over his body. I guess that's better than vaginas, but... Ahalya, she also didn't escape. Gotama cursed her that for thousands and thousands of years she would remain invisible to everyone, but without food or water, and she would simply be swept by the dust of all the fire sacrifices that were being performed, the ashes and the dust, and she would remain that way for a very long time until Lord Rama came and liberated her, and he did, and she worshipped him, and then she regained her position as the wife of Gotama. But the point is that she did not carefully pursue the process, or shall we say that the process of austerities and the yoga that is followed by impersonalists like Gotama is not always sufficient to completely purify the heart. Whereas Haridas Thakur, by chanting the holy names, he was also very much seduced by the prostitute. What was her name? Anyway, I'll think of it. But he was seduced by her, but he remained calm. And in fact, he even converted her to devotional service. He could have, said, you're Maya, I'm getting out of here fast, and made a stage exit left, but he didn't. He stayed on because he was sense controlled. He had security. He was a liberated soul. So he was not attracted by mundane sex. And he liberated that young girl and made her a pure devotee of Krishna. So, but you have to stick to the process of devotional service. You have to pursue it with a strong vow, bhakti yoga. What is that? Vrata. What is that verse? Can't remember. But akam sarvakam. Tivrena. Tivrena is the word. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Then you definitely will achieve success. Mam upeti tukam taya punar janma navidite. One who pursues, who surrenders to Krishna, he'll never take birth in this material world again. He will be liberated. So, I'll stop there, and I'll also offer my many thanks to all of the devotees for taking nice care of me in both Slovenia and Croatia. I guess as some of you know, I'm looking for Krishna's mercy. But I think I'll try to repay all your kindness and service. I'll try to repay sometime next year. I'm planning to come back in maybe January for some time, 4 or 5 months or so. So, there's a doctor in Split, so I'm going to work with him. So, anyway, thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? So, I have a lot of work to do this morning. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.